I live down there, said Flora, pointing to a road that led towards the caravan park. But Clive ignored her and kept driving. Oops, sorry, missed the turning, he said, laughing. Looks like you're going to have to come to the party now.
Don't worry, said Deirdre. I'll make sure you get home safely. I'll call you a taxi later and you can ring your mum from our house.
Our house? Clive still lived with his mum. I don't think I can afford a taxi home, Flora admitted, but maybe Mum or Uncle Leo could come and collect me.
That's it. You call them when we get there, said Deirdre,
flashing Flora a reassuring smile. The dog fidgeted on her lap, then jumped between the two front seats to join Flora in the back.
Oh, he likes you and he's a good judge of character.
Flora smiled, trying to quash the unease that rippled through her. She sat in the back seat and cuddled the dog as the rain lashed down and Clive's windscreen wipers whooshed back and forth. She shivered, her wet skirt clinging to her legs. She just wanted to go home, but she also didn't want to offend. And part of her couldn't resist the thought of letting Dylan see her at the party. She'd show him she wasn't some provincial mummy's girl.
I've got some hot chocolate in a flask if you want some, offered Deirdre.
She handed it to Flora. Just pour it into the little cup, that's it.